This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thrive Umpqua with a special event coming up later next month, the Longest Table Community Dinner and Celebration. John Demoff in from Thrive Umpqua. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us about this event. Pretty unique.
It is. It hasn't been done quite like this in Oregon before. A lot of people refer to it as the Longest Table. But essentially what it is a community gathering where people come together around food and conversation. So as the name, as the title kind of references, it's one long table. And we're talking about a table that'll have 500 people sit in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's kind of a spectacle to behold, but it should be something that's really comfortable, an opportunity to socialize. That's kind of the idea, to get people together to socialize.
And where'd this idea come from?
Well, as we know, there's a lot of talk about post-pandemic and just in general, the need for people to have more connections. Demographically, we know that there is a lot of isolation happening. I mean, even the Surgeon General came out and said that isolation is a public health issue. So we gotta have reasons to bring people together around positive behaviors, like communicating, like talking about community, around food, music. All of these things are very positive ideas that bring people together so that we can have that community, which is so essential. As you know, Thrive Umpqua is Douglas County's community health initiative, and focusing on connections is a vital part of that in making a healthy community.
So this is going to come up on Saturday, August 24th, and a unique location, too.
Yeah, it's actually going to be over the kind of historic bridge, that metal bridge that leads into the south entrance of the VA. So it's in Fairgrove Park, and that old iron bridge, the city is working with us to utilize that. That bridge will be dedicated for this purpose, so no vehicles will be going through it. It'll be decorated, there'll be tables, there'll be locally catered food, there'll be music, there'll be kids' activities, there'll be all sorts of things to create a socially acceptable environment that's comfortable for everyone to get together, to talk about community, to meet other people, to develop the rapport and trust that we know is so essential to having a great community in our area.
Now, this is kind of the grand finale to something you guys have been working on since May, right?
Well, the general idea of this is, how do we look at supporting our community? How do we look at large things, little things, something that anybody can do so that we can express our love for the Umpqua Valley? And a campaign was started in May that kicked off with Mayor Larry Rich talking about the importance of community. We call it Love Your Neighborhood. It's a campaign that invites anyone to look at little acts of kindness that can be done in your own neighborhood, whatever that might mean to you, whether it's a block on a street, it's an apartment complex, wherever it is where you're living, you can do something, whether it's smile at a neighbor, wave, help a friend in need, organize an event where people get together around food, volunteer together. There are many ways to express our appreciation for our community, and the Love Your Neighborhood campaign is a way of rallying that and celebrating that. People get a free t-shirt. If you go on social media and post your activity, you can get prizes. It's a great way to celebrate helping one another in our community. So the Longest Table is, in a sense, kind of a finale or like a culmination of that. It's one event, one day, one time where people are coming together around this free dinner and community discussion. And then we hope it'll spur even more interest and passion and activity around people helping their community.
And you really emphasized the importance of neighborhoods. One of the things, going back to the Blue Zones research, was not just diet and health, but it included the whole idea of socialization and relationships.
That's right. The idea of connection was something noticed in the longest lived, healthiest cultures on the planet. whether it was diversity in age groups interacting together, or just the ability to come together safely and positively to discuss and share all the different experiences we have in life. But for sure, it was noticed that in the healthiest and most vibrant communities, there are strong social cohesion. There's a good network of people that can interact with one another. So we're really happy that we have a great amount of support for this. There's hundreds of people involved, so many different organizations involved that are putting this together. This is truly like a cooperative, collaborative event. I mean, so many events that are taking place now involve cooperation with many different organizations, but I do want to shout out to Umpqua Health Alliance for being a dedicated partner in this and helping us support so many of these activities. Also ADAPT, Aviva, Cobb School, Experience Roseburg, Roseburg Public Schools, and Spider King Studios, and of course 713, who's did the wonderful marketing for us. All of these organizations and more are helping to put this on.
So if people want to participate and attend this, what do they do?
Well, you can go to the website, thriveumpqua.com. You'll see right there front and center a registration page. Because there's free food involved, we do want to get a number of how many people are attending. You also get the opportunity to win prizes and a shirt. So go to thriveumpqua.com, or there's posters all over the county that say love your neighborhood in longest table. There's QR codes. And of course, social media, Facebook. The Thrive Umpqua Facebook page has up-to-date information.
All right. John Dima of Thrive Umpqua, the longest table. That is coming up August 24th. Thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
8:41 at the Morning Report.